Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Helping mom and dad move to a retirement community is probably one of the most challenging experiences I see other people go through. My folks chose to make that move of their own volition. They decided that they didn't want to put the burden on us, my sister, my brother, and myself, to move them, and they wanted to move ahead of the game. So about 10 years ago, they decided to sell their home, actually the home I live in now, and they decided to move to a condominium for a period of time until they decided on which continuing care retirement community they wanted to move to. And they searched, they looked around in Maryland and D.C. and Virginia, and they also looked in Florida, and ultimately decided to move to a beautiful community called the Glenview in Naples, Florida. But that search, as I'm sure some of you have discovered, is, every neighborhood is different, right? Every home is different, and every continuing care retirement community is different. So they discovered, through their search, a new life for them to enjoy. Well, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I started the process of writing a series called Senior Moments. And it's a 10-part series, which we'll begin today. And it tells the story of a couple who were trying to help his dad and her mom through the process of considering finding a good place to live, getting rid of their homes, and trying to free themselves up to live a new and preferable future for themselves. And what do I mean by preferable future? I mean, we all would prefer our future looks better than it does from time to time. There are times we move into our homes and our homes are perfect for the size of family that we have, and there are times when it's no longer perfect, and it becomes cumbersome, becomes too much. And often we're not ready to move until something becomes very clear in our mind about what we're going for. We need to have a target in our lives of what we're going to go after. So in Senior Moments, we're going to discover today how this couple work with their kids, the grandkids, and the parents through the process of deciding how to downsize. Listen up now as we start Senior Moments.
Dad? Charlie! Down! Charlie! Down! Charlie! Charlie, let go of my sleep. Dad!
Oh, hey, Tommy. This is a surprise. Charlie, you're a good boy. Are you happy to see Tommy?
Actually, Dad, I called just 15 minutes ago and said I was coming and... Charlie, drop my shoe! Drop it!
Dad, Charlie, do you like playing with Tommy's shoe?
Oh, he's torn the heel off. Charlie! Give me that shoe!
You take away his toys and he'll just want something else.
What the... Charlie, put the couch down.
It's okay. I let him play with that one. It's old. Let me get some more sausages. That'll calm him down.
Dad, you can't give him sausages. Look at him. He's getting enormous.
He's not fat. It's just gas. Just give him a squeeze.
What?
Charlie, come here. See? It's all gas. I don't think the sausage agrees with him.
Don't you think you should take him to the vet?
Oh, no. He doesn't need a vet. Just needs a squeeze. Here. There we go. You'll be fine. So, what brings you over in the middle of the week? You usually only come on Saturdays.
Sundays, after church.
Right, Sundays.
Well, let me get right to the point.
Here's the sausages. Charlie, sit. Good boy. Charlie, roll over. Good boy. Charlie, do a handstand. Good boy.
Dad.
Oh, hi, Tommy. Would you like a sausage?
No, Dad. Come with me a second.
Where to?
I'm going to go down to the basement, to the bomb shelter.
Bomb shelter? What in the world do you want to go down there for?
Old time's sake. Just remembering all the great times we had during the drills. When all my neighbor friends would come over and Mom would set off the siren. One blast and we would duck and cover. Two blasts and we'd race to the shelter. And three blasts, we would push my friends out the shelter door and bar it so they couldn't get in. They would be screaming and pounding and we would pretend there was only enough supplies for the two of us.
Great times.
Come on, let's go on down the stairs and give it a look.
You can go on down.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I just need to keep an eye on Charlie, make sure he doesn't get on the couch.
Dad, he dragged the couch into the hallway and flipped it over. I don't think it'll be a problem.
Yeah, I suppose not.
So let's go.
I can't do the stairs.
What?
I can't do the stairs anymore.
I know.
You do?
I do. That's why I came over.
Are you going to carry me down the stairs?
No. I wanted to talk to you about these stairs and this house.
What about it?
This house isn't working for you anymore.
What are you talking about? This was our dream house. We've lived here almost 40 years.
Dad, you're all alone in this big house. It has stairs and you can't go up and down the stairs. It's falling apart because you no longer have the stamina to keep making repairs. It's dangerous.
Let me show you something. You see this room?
Yes, Dad.
I built this room. All the columns, big arches, the scroll work on the ceiling, the gold gargoyles and angels, the candle holders, the pipe organ, and the stained glass windows. Your mother loved this room. Perfect miniature replica of St. Paul's Cathedral. It took me years.
I know, Dad. I helped you. It was a wonderful time. But when was the last time you were in here?
Recently.
How recently?
2004, I think.
It's so full of stuff you can't even go in it. I mean, when is the last time you played the tuba? And this pile of newspapers. The top story is President Ford's speech. And Dad, when did you get a parrot?
I don't recognize that parrot.
That's my point, Dad. You have a parrot, and you didn't even know it? Look, I'm not asking you to pack and move. I'm just asking you to consider the idea that it may be time to look for something smaller, easier to maintain, simpler, and maybe with some assistance nearby if you need it.
Well, I suppose it wouldn't hurt to at least consider it.
Maybe you'd go with me and Jenny and see a few options. No obligations, just to consider it. You might actually see something you like.
What would I do with Charlie? Would you and Jenny have to take him?
No, absolutely not. Necessary. Almost every place I've looked at will take pets. Even ones as big as Charlie. Parrots, too.
Wonder what the parrot's name is.
Bob?
The parrot appears to be named Bob.
I have a parrot named Bob. I didn't even know that.
Bob wants a sausage.
I guess that is my parrot.
Okay, it's a deal. We'll do a little looking around. How about on Saturday?
Saturday? Why so soon?
We're just looking. Nothing but looking right now.
Oh, okay. On Saturday.
Great. I've got to get running. Jenny is actually out in the car.
What? Why didn't you bring her in?
I thought you might be more comfortable talking about this alone.
Oh, yeah. You're a good kid.
Thanks. I had a good dad.
You still have a good dad.
That's what I meant. I have a good dad. I'll see you Saturday.
Well, how did it go?
I think it went okay. He agreed to go with us on Saturday.
Okay, that was quicker than I expected.
My dad has a parrot.
Yes, I know. Bob.
You knew he had a parrot?
Of course. Bob likes sausages. Turkey sausages in particular.
Turkey sausages? There's something creepy about that.
I always thought so. I guess it's my turn. Shall we go to my mom's? I hope she's as agreeable as your dad.
I'm sure she will be.
Was it awkward?
A little. Well, a lot. It's a strange season we're in, isn't it?
Indeed it is. And it will probably only get stranger.
I love that story, that part of Senior Moments, because it's revealing the relationship and also the pride of ownership that each of us feels about certain aspects of our home. I remember my father, he had dug a trench in the front yard of our home all the way out to the street and then dug a hole in the curb to let that pipe coming from the gutter and the downspout of our house out so the water would come all the way straight out into the street rather than into the front yard. And to me, that's a memory for me of something very important, of my father's hard work ethic and his diligence in the heat of the early 1970s sun as I was a growing boy. Next week and for the next 9 weeks, we'll cover the story. We'll discover with them what moving could look like right here on The Eric Stewart Show. Well, final thoughts coming up in just a moment. I'll be right back.